Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Minnesota is joining 21 other states to preserve SNAP benefits for thousands of legal permanent residents. This comes as the Attorney General says the Trump administration and USDA tried to block legal immigrants, those who have asylum, and refugees from receiving food assistance.
What we see all across the country and in Minnesota is a very, very precarious financial situation, particularly for the most vulnerable people. At this point, we have to step up and make sure that people get these benefits as fast as we can.
Ellison says this decision from the administration contradicts federal law that says these groups of people qualify for SNAP benefits when they obtain green cards and become lawful permanent residents. Two new co-chairs have been announced by the DFL for the Minnesota House. Representative Brad Tabke from Shakopee was appointed as the new DFL co-chair of the House Transportation, Finance, and Policy Committee. The DFL also announced Representative Aaron Cagle of Spring Lake Park will now be the co-chair of the Commerce Committee. Both of these roles became available following Representative Kali Herr winning election to become the next mayor of St. Paul. Now through New Year's Eve, law enforcement officers across the state will be on the lookout for impaired drivers. The message is simple: plan for a sober ride. Mike Hansen is with the Minnesota Office of Traffic Safety.
Our law enforcement partners are completely committed to making this a safe holiday season for everyone. They are absolutely 150% committed to making sure that if an impaired driver makes that fateful decision to get behind the wheel, they go one place and one place only, and that's to jail.
Between 2020 and 2024, Minnesota saw 668 lives lost and 1,926 serious injuries from alcohol-related crashes. The National Weather Service says the snowfall is expected to wind down as the system moves out of Minnesota today. Forecasters were predicting 3 to 8 inches, and Moose Lake received 8.3. Hermantown, Baxter, and Rothsay are reporting 7 inches. 6.5 inches fell in Brainerd and Pelican Rapids, and 3 in Motley. Big changes are coming to Duluth's Chester Bowl. After years of planning and fundraising, the Tom Storm Chalet will be torn down and rebuilt starting in mid-March. The new facility will offer more than 5,200 square feet of interior space, up from the current 3,300 square feet, and coming with a price tag of over $3 million. The Bentleyville Tour of Lights in Duluth is closed tonight due to damage from last night's snowstorm. Significant damage to displays were caused by continued wind gusts reaching 45 miles per hour. They say they'll do everything possible to be open Thanksgiving night. The 10-7 Minnesota Timberwolves play the 17-1 Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. This is the Wolves' first game against OKC since the Western Conference Finals last game. Tonight's matchup is an NBA Cup group stage game. Peanuts creator Charles M. Schulz was born on November 26, 1922, at home in Minneapolis. He grew up in St. Paul and always wanted to be a professional cartoonist. The Charles M. Schulz Museum is celebrating his 103rd birthday today. This is MNN.